are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, what do Hollywood celebrities do when they get caught cheating or have a love child or do something that can hurt their reputation? They turn it into money. So I guess former California governor and, of course, blockbuster icon Arnold Schwarzenegger is promoting his new book, Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Sorry, that's as good as I could do, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Apparently, he's quoted as, "I think it was the stupidest thing I've done in my whole relationship. It was terrible. I inflicted tremendous pain on Maria and unbelievable pain on my kids." Now, remember, he had a love child. Right? Oh, this is what he told Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes season premiere. He had an affair with Mildred Baena, which resulted in a son named Joseph, who is now 14. Schwarzenegger also writes of another affair he had while married to Maria. Shriver would not comment to 60 Minutes about the interview or the book. Schwarzenegger says she has not read it. "She knows that it's about my whole life and that I would not write a book and kind of leave out that part and make people feel like, wait a minute, are we just getting a book about his success stories and not his failure? I wanted to write a book about me." "I'll be back. Atuma." I gotta work on my Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. So yeah, so he's gonna make money off of this. That's what they do. You know, you have a love child with somebody, you basically are now kind of having difficulty getting into movies because you're in your 60s, and the Expendable movie can only kind of take you so far, all right? And the Expendable series, I don't think anybody wants to see him in Terminator anymore. I think we're sick of the Terminator movies because you really can't read. I mean, Terminator 2 was good, but after that, come on. And then, they had the, not the Gladiator guy, they had the, what was that movie with all the blue people? Avatar? The Avatar guy in one of the Terminator movies. That was good, but I think they're done. I think they need to put that Terminator, I think they need to pull the plug on the whole Terminator series. But this is what celebrities could do. They could make money on their mistakes. Yeah, Monica Lewinsky, she is going to make money on the whole Oval Office fiasco. That's what they do. They become famous. They make books. And they, it's the rich get richer. You know, honestly, that's the way to do it. You have some, I always heard, and I didn't understand it, of course, until, I got into the media, where bad publicity is good publicity. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Bad publicity is not good publicity. Bad publicity could ruin a politician's career. It could lose, ruin many people's careers. But no, I mean, look at Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. You know, you would think the bad publicity of him needing to be in a rehab and his history with controlled substances would have hurt him. No, I mean, it turned around, made him stronger. Look at Britney Spears. Britney Spears went through some meltdown, shaves her head, drives around with her kids without seatbelts, has a couple marriages, whatever. And, it just kept her in the news. Lindsay Lohan now plays Elizabeth Taylor. Right, you would think that if somebody couldn't get their life together, they, would not be looked upon as a, shall we say, a dependable actress or a public figure for a movie or a show, etc. And it looks like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could be flaky. You could be even using drugs, you could whatever, and you will still be idolized, if not sought after, in the Hollywood world. You know, this memoir of Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to probably make bucks. And he is going to benefit at a time where his career is probably starting to go down from cheating on his wife and having a love child. You know? And it just, it blows your mind what kind of a world exists in Hollywood. You know, I mean, a sex tape can make you famous. You know, being in a very uncompromising position on video, having it leaked unless they're doing this on purpose, makes you famous. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why are we as a society allowing this to be revered and this to be rewarded? Why are we rewarding behaviors? That Monica Lewinsky book, when she signs her book deal, that's going to, I don't know if it's going to be a bestseller, but that's going to make bucks. Why are we rewarding behavior of, you know, causing the president to cheat on his wife? Not that it's all her fault. It's his fault, too. But, you know, trying to be a homewrecker. Why are we rewarding that by buying the book? Why are we doing that? Why are we going to reward Arnold Schwarzenegger by reading his memoir? Why? Because we like looking at naughty stuff. We like, you know, hearing about people. I don't know. But remember, we're kind of being, led here by the nose and doing this. I mean, these people, they know exactly what they're doing. Okay. This publicity now he is going to use towards his advantage. Okay, and the poor love child, this little kid, what's his name again? Joseph? You know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to him. I don't know how, you know, I mean, is he going to do well because Arnold Schwarzenegger is his dad? Or is he just going to be, you know, a publicity stunt? And, you know, nobody's really taking care of him. It doesn't sound, I mean, I know he was running around the house. I think he was in Arnold Schwarzenegger's house. I doubt if he's still there. I don't know if Maria kicked the housekeeper and Joseph out. But, I think, you know, we as a society need to say, no, okay, we don't care about sex tapes. All right? We don't want to know what you did with Clinton, you know, in the Oval White House when he was supposed to be running this country. Okay? We don't care about you cheating on your wife and, you know, coming up with a love child. And then maybe we'll stop rewarding this type of behavior and allowing these types of things to become glorified and multi-million-dollar projects. Just my humble opinion. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Any of my trucker listeners out there, there's going to be a huge truck driver convention next month in Kansas City, Missouri, and at Harris. I'm going to be there, one of the speakers. I cannot wait. From what I understand, registration is only $99, and it covers 2 days of meals and prizes and all sorts of phenomenal information. So check it out. It's the Trucker Media Social Online Conference in Kansas City. I'll try to get a link on my website, but I'm sure many of you could find it since you guys have a lot of links to the trucker type of sites. And if you're there, flag me now because I'd like to say hi. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dial. So many of you have been emailing me since the news of Michael Savage being off the air temporarily. All right, temporarily. What happened? He's fine. He's fine. There was some sort of a, according to AP Associated Press news, that he was undergoing for 2 years some sort of a legal dispute trying to leave his contract from TRN, Talk Radio Network. And from what we understand, Thursday afternoon, he's arbitrator ruled in his favor. So he has left TRN, will be off the air temporarily, depending on, it's a non-compete, should be on the air again. It's just we don't have any of those details. From what we understand, Savage had spent close to $900,000 fighting his case, but was awarded more than $1 million in arbitration. It was, from what we understand, he had been fighting the network for 2 years to get out of a contract that was 10 years old and prevented the host from switching employers. His lawyer, Horowitz, said the agreement lacked protections afforded to artists and entertainers under California law and tied Savage to talk radio network indefinitely. So he will be able to broadcast again. We aren't sure when. From what we understand, there is a non-compete clause. But if you do notice him off the air, from what we understand, it is temporary. But he is fine, and he put on his website free at last. So we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more about that. Either way, you guys still have phenomenal radio to listen to in the meantime. So we will definitely keep you entertained. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. One of these books that I like to read, I mean, I don't know if it's something you need to live by, like a Bible, but it's that Eat This, Not That guide. And apparently in the news today, they were talking about how in the latest Eat This, Not That guide, it reveals that if we just look at French fries, McDonald's French fries may not be as caloric as other people's. Other companies. And if they're this, apparently what these guys do is they take a look at very common places in America where you could eat, you know, whether it be Chili's or anyway, they go through all these franchises and they study the calories and the fat, etc. And then they tell you if you're going to eat French fries, eat these, not those. Or if you're going to eat a chicken sandwich, eat this, not that. And for many of us, we're like, really? That's what, you know, that's how fattening these things are. So, like, for example, okay, let me kind of go down to, okay, so they're saying fast food fries, okay? They say the best of the fast food fries is actually McDonald's, small. There's only 230 calories, 11 grams of fat, 160 milligrams of sodium. Not that that's the healthiest, but they say of all the fries, the small portion of McDonald's ruled the best, as opposed to the worst was Five Guys fries. I don't think we have a Five Guys in my area. I've never been there. Their fries, of course, large, is 1,474 calories, 71 grams of fat, 213 milligrams of sodium. Now they say loaded fries, fries with cheese, ranch, bacon, gravy, sour cream, etc. They say the Steak and Bake, okay, or the Steak and Shake, is that a place? Again, I don't live near one of those. A Steak and Shake bacon cheese French fries, a small order, has 360 calories, 20 grams of fat, 710 milligrams sodium. Yet the worst is Chili's. Texas cheese fries with chili and ranch. Well, of course, that is 2,150 calories, 144 grams of fat, 6,000 milligrams of sodium. Going on to steak fries, they say the best is KFC. KFC's potato wedges are 290 calories, 15 grams of fat, 810 milligrams of sodium. But the worst is TGI Fridays Parmesan steak fries, 660 calories, 48.9 grams of fat, 639 milligrams of sodium. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're kind of going through the Eat This, Not That guide on French fries. Now, sweet. Now, again, I don't recommend French fries. I think there's healthier form of starches. But I find some of this data interesting. You know, I didn't think KFC or McDonald's would rank higher on the list. Sweet potato fries. They say Cheesecake Factory fries could run you 400 calories more than their regular fries. The best were Burger King sweet potato fries at 290 calories, 16 grams of fat, 530 grams of sodium. Yet the Cheesecake Factory came up to 960 calories, over 3 grams of saturated fat, over 1,500 milligrams of sodium for the Cheesecake Factory fries. That's whoa. And then finally, curly fries. They say the best were the Jack in the Box curly fries with only 280 calories, small, 16 grams of fat, 614 milligrams of sodium. Yet Arby's curly fries, a large order, was 630 calories, 35 grams of fat, 1,400 milligrams of sodium. Now, don't live by Eat This, Not That, okay? Again, the whole purpose of that is to tell you what to, if you're going to be eating something that is tempting, okay, and probably not the most nutritional, certain franchises offer less caloric alternatives. That's how you have to look at that. But I find that kind of interesting. I just find that you know, interesting. Another article we found interesting we talked about last hour was how Samuel Adams beer drinkers favor Republicans. And Heineken fans appear to vote Democrat. I thought that was very interesting. They looked at 200,000 interviews with Americans over the age of 18. What are 18-year-olds drinking beer for? They should have looked at people over 21. But anyway, all right. And they found that certain beers are drunk by people who are left-leaning, and other beers are drunk by people that are right-leaning. I think Dos Equis are independent. Yep, Dos Equis or Dos Equis by nonpartisan people, okay? However, I think the spokesperson for Dos Equis, right, that handsome guy, threw a fundraiser for Obama. So many people think Dos Equis is a Democrat. So which drinks are more Democratic? Heineken, they say? Okay, drinkers who drink these beers appear to vote more Democrat. Don't ask. Heineken, Corona, Budweiser Select, Stella Artois, is it? Or Artois? I don't know about that one. Michelob, Miller Genuine Draft, and Molson. Those are more the Democratic. Bruce, the Republican, Samuel Adams, Coors Light, Miller's Light, Labatt Blue, Michelob Ultra, Amstel Light, and I guess Rolling Rock. So, you know, these surveys, it's hilarious how they make news. And, I mean, people are actually going to go and probably, you know, buy up a bunch of Samuel Adams or buy a bunch of Heinekens. You know, Heineken, I'm a little confused by because they're kind of destroying that whole martini thing in the James Bond movie. Heineken struck a deal with, you know, the James Bond series such that Daniel Craig is going to be sporting a Heineken in the movie. And there's a chance he may not drink a martini at all. And this has been something going on since the 60s, early 60s, where James Bond would be drinking a martini, shaken, not stirred. And now he's going to be running around with a Heineken. Now, I understand, you know, a 40-year-old series, you may want to update certain things, you know, so things aren't outdated. But I still think it's very sexy when James Bond drinks a martini. And him running around with a Heineken, it looks like they sold out. That's how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know. Don't you just kind of get the feeling everybody's just kind of selling out? You know, where's the art to things? You know, it just, I don't know. You see certain quality, you know, of things go down. It just, I don't know. It frustrates me. I just think, I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to get old fashioned. Remember how our parents and grandparents used to complain about, you know, what things are happening modern-wise. You know, now, I do love the idea how with the James Bond movies, your Aston Martin is upgraded. There's a lot of cool type of, enhancements and engineering improvements. I think that stuff is cool. I think, you know, James Bond, you know, and robotic stuff. But I don't think it's going to be the same as the old movies. I mean, to be able to entertain for 2 hours an audience with none of the gadgetry like we're used to today and the sci-fi stuff, it shows you what quality movies they were. Now, mind you, you know, some of the recent James Bond flicks have been good, but nothing like the old ones. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, a little bit later today or tonight, when you go onto Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love seeing who listens to the show and connecting with you all. So don't forget to find us and connect to our page. And, of course, find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We also have the Android app where you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show, listen to the latest 3 hours of the show, as well as connect to archives and podcasts. Keep you busy over a weekend that may be kind of slow for you. And don't forget, we are going to Alaska next year. So over the weekend, kind of think about what you want to do for the summer. And if you can, hook up with us where we could all go to Alaska on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Visit my website for details. Okay, so some headlines here. The Postal Service is about to default on a second multi-billion dollar payment. Okay, from what we understand, they have squeezed out all the cost savings they could do within its power. The agency's viability, according to Fox, now lies almost entirely with Congress. Where is Congress? They're out. I guess, on recess again until after the elections. Yeah, didn't they just have recess in August? I don't know how many times they get vacation. Didn't they have some sort of a recess? Then what, they come back after the elections and then there's Christmas. I don't know. I got to tell you, that's a job I need to look at. You know, I never thought I'd run for politics, but look how much time off you get. In an interview, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said the mail agency will be forced to miss the $5.6 billion payment due to the Treasury on Sunday, its second default in as many months. Congress has left Washington until after the November elections without approving a postal fix. They say for more than a year, the Postal Service has been seeking legislation that would allow it to eliminate Saturday mail delivery and reduce its $5 billion annual payment for future retiree health benefits. Since the House failed to act, they said the post office says it's been seeking to reassure anxious customers that service will not be disrupted, even with cash levels running perilously low. Apparently, they said they have missed two payments totaling $11.1 billion for future retiree health benefits. These were payments ordered by Congress in 2006 that no other government agency or business, they say, is required to make, along with similar expenses that make up the bulk of the annual loss. That's an annual loss. Then the remainder is nearly $3 billion in losses, which have been offset by savings if the service was allowed to go to a five-day mail delivery. See, I need my mail on Saturdays. That's the problem. Why pay 40 cents? I don't even know what the cost of a stamp is anymore. I know it's in the 40-cent range. And what, 42 cents is it now? You know, when you have email. So I understand why the Postal Service is losing money. I get that. You know, their prices keep going up. Yeah, we're going to try to save money and do things by email. And that's going to continue. So they're going to continually lose money. And as health insurance rises in terms of costs, no wonder their benefits, no wonder you're seeing the squeeze. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if Congress doesn't come back for another 6 weeks, right, and who knows what mood they're going to be in depending on the election, that kind of looks ugly. You know, already we're noticing things with the Postal Service. We're already noticing issues. I've been getting a lot of mail that's been torn up. Have you guys noticed that? And they say sorry. They put it in a nice clear envelope. I mean, they're really nice. But I've been noticing that a little more often. I've also been noticing sometimes I don't get all my bills. Okay, and I know people are like, yeah, I use that excuse too. I'm like, no, sometimes I just don't get everything. So I've been picking up on some understaff issues. That's what I've been noticing. But, of course, no fix yet. I just don't know how a government agency can fall that financially short. Again, where are our tax dollars going? How is the money being managed? What is going on? I mean, why are we in so much debt? What is our problem? I mean, we have economists. I know we have Bernanke. I know. Okay, we won't go there. What are we doing wrong? And maybe we do need somebody that knows math, knows arithmetic, like Clinton says, understands how to, produce wealth. I don't know. It just looks like nobody really knows how to deal with money in the current administration. And maybe we need somebody that knows what they're doing. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is kind of important. We talked about this in the previous hour. There was a study that came out this week saying that seniors that take certain kinds of medications to treat anxiety or depression could be putting them more at risk for dementia. Now, which class of medicine has been found to put you more at risk for dementia? In this one study, it's the benzodiazepines. Now, the benzodiazepines are the Xanaxes, the Valiums, the Ativans. Generic names are alprazolam, diazepam, lorazepam, clonazepam. They end in PAM. And these medications they found could increase people's risk up to 60%. Studies published in the British Medical Journal, they had looked at two groups of French seniors. All right, true, French are known to like their wine, but, they accounted for all that. They took out blood pressure, they took out age, etc. And they found that people who took, especially seniors who took benzodiazepines, were more likely to develop dementia, loss of cognitive function, memory loss, etc. Now, I know many of you are taking these medications, many of you, and many of you take the medications more than you need. I can't tell you how many patients I have, and we discussed this a lot more in detail in the previous hour, but just to summarize, so many of my patients were given the prescription 20 years ago, and it said take every 8 hours as needed. And so for 20, 30 years, some of you have been taking a Valium, a 5 or 10 milligram, or a Xanax, a 0.5 or 1 milligram, 3 times a day. And you've been taking that for decades. And, you know, we try to get you off, and we can't. And we don't want you to stop those medications abruptly because you could have a seizure. You could even die. Benzodiazepine withdrawal could be extremely serious, just like alcohol withdrawal. So, you know, and it's not your fault. You've been taking the medication like it's written. We were taught in medical school to write the medication every 8 hours as needed. And true, these medications have short half-lives. Many times if you're having anxiety, you do need to take the medications like that. Unfortunately, these medications have turned from an acute medication to a chronic. If you have acute anxiety, you're right. You take those medications up to 3 times a day. They're very effective. Unfortunately, we have people who've been taking them chronically. And it looks like now it's been linked to dementia. No surprise there. Now, again, this is just one study, but I mean, think about it. They're sedatives. Okay? They're anxiolytics. Sometimes hypnotic. Okay, these are medications that, of course, could probably cause some sort of lack of cognition and memory. I'm not surprised by that. But what's really frustrating is how a medicine that was originally designed to be for an acute anxiety attack is now taken by people long term. People go to work and they tell me. They go to work and they pop a Xanax before they go to work, and that's how they get through the day. If you are in a car accident and Xanax is in your system, you could be in trouble for a DUI, driving while intoxicated. These are medications that are considered sedatives. You're not supposed to drive on these medications, which is why I don't write the medications every 8 hours. My patients hate it. I write it as needed for nighttime. Now, yes, if I do have a person in acute anxiety, I take them off work. I tell them not to drive, and I say they could take their medication every 8 hours if needed temporarily. But most of my patients, no. They just use it long term. And I tell them only at night before bed. Yes, you can take it up to 3 times a day, but I don't want you doing that because I don't want you driving or going to work while on those medications. It's not safe. So for those of you that are on these medications chronically, I want you to talk to your doctor about dementia risk. See if there's something else you could do for your anxiety. The problem is when you go off these medications, you get a rebound anxiety. So you'll try to cut back and you'll become anxious. And you're like, oh, I'm not cured. I got to take the medicine. Remember, you're also going through benzodiazepine withdrawal. Don't do this on your own. You're going to need a doctor to supervise this because stopping your benzodiazepines abruptly could cause you to seize, cause you to die. Very dangerous stuff. But if you are taking this medication, you've been on it for X number of years, chronically, time to get you to something a little safer. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95. Or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the man allegedly behind the inflammatory film Innocence of Muslims, which caused multiple uprisings in the Middle East. Well, allegedly, those are what the uprisings were for the movie. Nakula Baseli Nakula has been held without bail after being arrested this week for violating his probation. Remember we said that the feds were, surrounding his house and investigating him, but he wasn't charged for writing the for the movie itself. However, because of his previous jail stints, he was not to go on the computer, from what we understand, had issues in his probation that he had violated, as well as using fake names. They say he engaged in a likely pattern of deception, both his probation officers and the court, according to Judge Suzanne Siegel, issuing her ruling. The preliminary bail hearing began with Siegel asking the defendant, who was in gray slacks and a white and yellow striped T-shirt with handcuffs, what his name was. Now, he says his real name was Mark Baselli Youssef. She goes, what's your name? Mark Baselli. And then he, apparently he's been using 17 different false names, but is mostly referred to as Nakula. I guess the attorney argued for $10,000 bail. He, probation officers have been monitoring him since a 2010 bank fraud conviction. His lawyer argued the reason why he was, put into jail is for safety reasons. So, actually, they think maybe it's a danger for him to be in custody at the Metropolitan Detention Center. I'm reading this as I go. I apologize. So anyway, apparently he violated his probation because he was not supposed to, from what I understand, be using internet, etc. And so that's how they were able to arrest him. Okay, we'll find out more, but that's what's going on there. Okay. Something going on with the John Travolta lawsuit. John Travolta apparently has scored another legal victory with the dismissal of a defamation lawsuit, where a Los Angeles author had written a book alleging he had gay encounters with a film star, but he was suing Travolta because of a defamation, type of suit. He said that John Travolta and his lawyer were trying to spread false statements about his mental health in an effort to dissuade the public from buying his upcoming book. Again, who wants to read the book about any sexual encounters with John Travolta, please? I don't know why there's a market for this. I really don't get it. Why is there a market for this? So apparently the book was published 3 months before two unidentified male masseurs filed sexual assault lawsuits against Travolta. Both accusers swiftly dropped their lawsuits in May after doubt was cast on the details of their alleged encounters. Travolta is married to actress Kelly Preston. They did lose a son a few years ago who I believe had a seizure in the shower. They've been going through so much. And now you have, people publishing books on sexual encounters. And I just don't understand why there's a market for this. It just blows my mind. Okay, looks like the Canadian Food Inspection Agency has temporarily shut down a meatpacking plant linked to contaminated beef products that have sickened several people across Canada and the U.S. Operators of privately owned XL Foods plants in Brooks, Alberta, they claim have not done enough to prevent contamination with E. coli bacteria. They say several people have been sickened after eating steaks. This is according to Reuters. Believed to have been contaminated with E. coli, which were bought at a Costco wholesale corporation store in Edmonton, Alberta. The supplier of the tainted meat has not been identified. XL Foods said on Wednesday there was no definitive link between its products, of course, and the causes of illness. What happens if it gets contaminated after the shipment? I mean, usually, remember, the meat's packaged pretty good. But think about it. Some meat, you know, when you get them from, some of the meat departments, they're open and they're lined up next to the garnish. You know, you wonder. On Friday, U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service expanded a public health alert about potentially tainted beef from the plant that may have made its way to U.S. grocery stores in more than 30 states, including Walmart, Safety, etc. XL Foods are recalling the products, steaks, roasts, and ground beef. Voluntary recall for now. E. coli poisoning, diarrhea, fever, body aches, myalgias, nausea, vomiting, not good. E. coli, you can even get bloody diarrhea. You know, we had a caller in the first hour asking about, his wife having fat, whenever she eats fat, she within 10, 15 minutes has diarrhea. And one thing I urge is, in addition to getting gallbladder checked and pancreas checked whenever you have diarrhea, is also stool cultures to see if you have any E. coli, salmonella, listeria, any parasites, protozoans, worms, etc. Because it's amazing how we think it's what we're eating right then and there, and you could have a bug sitting in your system that could be causing you to immediately dump diarrhea when you get sick. So it's something to look at. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, they've been talking about a test in the news that could reveal miscarriage risk. There's a blood test you could do on women who are newly pregnant to see if they could be more prone to miscarrying. Now, the tests they're talking about, we've actually been using for years. I've been running this for years. It's called progesterone. What I've been doing is whenever we have a woman who's newly pregnant, many times you can't get in with your OB till later in the first trimester. And if you're going to miscarry, usually happens in the first trimester. And one cause of miscarriage, in addition to low thyroid and lupus and a variety of other issues, is having low progesterone. So many times I'll run the prenatal profile to see if, you know, they're anemic or have any infections, etc., and I'll add something called a progesterone level. Because if progesterone is low, sometimes you could start giving these women progesterone to help keep the pregnancy. Now, they say a third of pregnant women have abdominal pain or vaginal bleeding during the first trimester. We use an ultrasound to see if the pregnancy is viable. And sometimes 30% of the cases, they can't tell. You can also run the HCG hormone, the pregnancy hormone, to see if it's rising. Usually that doubles every couple days. So you could do a pregnancy hormone, rerun it a couple days and make sure it's going up. That's a sign that the baby or the fetus is viable. But progesterone is supposed to go up. And if the progesterone level, the hormone stays low, then that could signify that this could be a possible impending miscarriage. And giving progesterone during pregnancy, we found, is not that unsafe. Because remember, your progesterone is what keeps the pregnancy going. You know, when we talk about the women's cycle, okay, you start building up progesterone, which helps kind of build up the meat in the uterus, you know, the blood vessels, etc., such that if you become pregnant, the egg has a little home, you know, to implant in, a little cushion, and can start setting up shop. If you don't get pregnant, you get a signal to your uterus, and you get a signal, and your progesterone starts to fall. As your progesterone falls, you start to bleed and have a period. So, progesterone has been known to keep the cushion, so to speak. And even in my family, one of the women in my family miscarried because her progesterone was too low, and they didn't check things like that back then. Second time she was about to miscarry, they realized her progesterone was low, gave her progesterone, or a form of it back then, and it worked. Kept the pregnancy viable, and luckily her family member was born. So my recommendation to any of you that are newly pregnant, make sure your doctor is adding thyroid and adding progesterone, because it's not a part of the regular prenatal panel. Pretty important stuff. Also in the news, it looks like, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, New Jersey could become the third state to legalize right to die or physician-assisted suicide. Known as the Death with Dignity Act, the bill would allow a qualified patient to self-administer medication to end life in a humane and dignified manner. The bill was introduced this week by Assemblyman John Berzicelli, Democrat, according to the Star Ledger. Under current New Jersey law, it's considered a crime to purposely help another commit suicide. If the bill is approved, an individual with 6 months or less to live would need to make 2 verbal requests and a written request with a couple witnesses to receive a lethal dose of a medication. From what we understand, the other 2 states are Oregon and Washington, who have already passed right-to-die laws. All right, guys, stay tuned for another hour if you can. If not, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the weekend. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and connect. Y'all be safe.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.